T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brad Stevens has been nice enough every year to be part of this Jimmy Fund Radiothon, and this year he does the same. He joins us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Brad, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Terrific. Good. Thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate it. And coming from another state and coming into our state and being able to pick up so quickly on what the Jimmy Fund means to this community and to all of these kids that are stricken with cancer, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it's obviously my pleasure to be on. It's the smallest thing we can do, right? I mean, obviously, the more that we can support Dana-Farber and all of the other people doing the great research around the world to not only find cures, but also try new things, create clinical trials, do things to try to even extend time for people is so critical. And we've been the beneficiary of that in some of our friendships. And we have, like everyone else, lost dear friends and lost people close to us to cancer. So we want to do everything we can to certainly help.
So Brad, I've known Danny Ainge since, I don't know, 1983 or whatever. And I was not shocked or surprised when he decided to walk away from his role. I totally understand what he was doing. I think I was not the only one surprised or shocked that you elected to leave the coaching position and go to this position of president of basketball operations. And talking to some people, they tell me you really wanted to do this. So what was the passion for you in switching roles?
That's a great question. I mean, I had a lot of time to think about it. Danny told me in early April what he was thinking and what his plans were, and had, I forget it when exactly he made that known to everybody, but at least the small group in there. But yeah, I kind of could see it coming. You know, one of the things I think that I've always enjoyed about not only coaching, but being a part of a team or part of an organization is, you know, putting the puzzle together, like making sure that, that we do our best to put people in position to have success, do our best to soar with people's strengths, maybe find people that we think have unique strengths that for whatever reason, the narratives have gotten so strong that maybe people don't see those anymore, or maybe people look past them. And so this is a great opportunity to do that. I've had a lot of fun in this transition. There was a lot of angst in the first months. Obviously, I had the least amount, even with the change, just because of all the people that are in the building that are going to be going through transition. And then certainly my coaching staff that, you know, may or may not be retained. But as people have found their opportunities, as people have, settled into kind of how we all function and work together, it's been a great challenge. I mean, the first couple of weeks were like drinking out of a fire hose, and then it slowed down after hiring Ime, and then right before the draft and free agency and everything else, right back to it, right? You're trying to keep track of the whole league, and the salary cap is no joke. And as much as I've been around it for the past 8 years, I'm really lucky that I have the people that are working here, the Mike Zarens and the Austin Angels and everybody else in our front office that does such a great job that I could lean on for any questions I didn't have the answer to.
So, Brad, with this new job, I mean, obviously being a coach, you're emotionally involved with each one of your players. Now as a GM, it's sort of almost like a cold approach, though. But, you know, as far as like signing guys, trading guys, whatever it might be, you've been pretty active here in the off season. So you've obviously controlled some of those guys, some of those players you like, Marcus Smart, Robert Williams, and now Josh Richardson. But as a GM, do you have to take a step back and say, okay, I like these players, but they're now also both tradable assets, and I have to approach it differently rather than kind of being a best friend kind of thing?
Well, I think you always have to do that as a coach, as a teammate playing a role on the team, maybe not the role that you want, or in a front office position or any other position. We all have a responsibility and a role in it, and it starts with to the Celtics and making sure that we're doing the very best we can for our team. There are a lot of things that go into each and every decision. I mean, trading Kimba right off the bat was not fun, was not an easy thing to do. But obviously the opportunity to get Al back and some of the things that it opened us the opportunity to do here as we, you know, try to build towards the future, were really, you know, it was just part of it. This is, you know, the unfortunate part of this business is, unlike college, where you usually have guys together for 4 years and that relationship usually spans a total of 6 years, that's not always the case. But when we're fortunate to have guys that we can draft, grow, watch them, you know, enhance themselves on and off the court, and then extend them, that's a pretty special feeling. And so, you know, and as you look across the league, I feel really good about where we are now. I think that we can be a good basketball team, but I think we can also, you know, continue to build and, you know, hopefully get what we all want.
Yeah, because I guess that was my next question, because when Ainge used to come on and whenever we would talk to him, he was pretty honest. He's like, we are not a championship team right now. And is that what would be your assessment of the team right now? You said you're going to be a good team, so not a championship team right now?
I don't put ceilings on teams. That's, you guys get paid to do that. I'm good. All I do is try to put, you know, within, you know, where we are and how we're, you know, again, trying to balance the short term of this year's team and being a really good team versus, you know, as we continue to move forward, we're in a good spot because we have our foundational pieces are young. And they're under contract. And so it's like, you know, we want to be good. And then how good will depend on how well we play together, how we accentuate each other's strengths, how we find a way to play the game, you know, in a way that everybody that knows something about basketball or doesn't know something about basketball that says that's pretty special. That's pretty unique. That's the way we want to look. That's Celtics basketball. Like, that's what we're shooting for. That happens as teams find each other's strengths and compete the right way together. We have a lot of good players. We've got a good coach. We've got a good staff. Like, they're going to be, I have no doubt that they're going to be good. And how good will depend on all of those things.
It's going to be interesting and fun to watch, and we wish you the best of luck, Brad. And again, thank you very much for being part of this and helping us get the message out there so that people can help the Jimmy Fund. We really appreciate it.
No doubt. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having
me
on.
Brad.
See you later. Brad Stevens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.